Claire in Redditch. Good morning, Claire. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's your observation on it, Claire?
Well, first of all, I'm just so sad that the way you just portrayed that. The Muslims are so, oh, they're all this and they're all that. Well, the EDL are actually standing up the country. Not many people are prepared to do that.
Well, Claire, when you say you were sad about how I portrayed you, I mean, if you're a Muslim now and you're not an extremist Muslim, you will have witnessed attacks in the West Midlands, including explosive devices, bombs, attacking places of worship around the West Midlands. And you will know that on radio phone it's like this. People ring up and express sometimes quite vitriolic attitudes towards Muslims. Now, if you're an ordinary Muslim, not an extremist, wouldn't you be feeling a little bit tender right now?
But if you was ordinary Muslim and not an extremist, wouldn't you be with the EDL? Because you'd be against everything that they're against.
Well, would you? Would you be with an organisation whose supporters have, in the past, shouted very rude slogans about Allah, which I've heard and witnessed myself, an organisation whose supporters hold up banners saying things like "No more mosques." If you were a Muslim, Claire, would you honestly stand alongside people who were saying they didn't want any more of your places of worship?
Why do they need more mosques? I'm sorry, we don't go and build churches everywhere that their country that's got Sharia law. We wouldn't be allowed to do it.
Well, if you're a Muslim, let me answer your question, if I may. If you're a Muslim in the West Midlands and there isn't a mosque near you, or your local mosque is bursting to capacity, why the hell shouldn't you have another mosque? Why not?
Do we have churches built? No, they're being closed because nobody goes, and they're being turned into Islamic centres.
Well, whose fault is that?
You'll find it's everybody's in the country that can't even stand up for their own country. They let it just happen.
Well, do you think going to church is a patriotic act then?
No, going to church is a bit your own belief, isn't it?
Well, quite. And if not enough Christians want to go to church, or we don't have enough in the country, then why shouldn't, in the same way that restaurateurs sometimes take over churches, and the way that bars sometimes take over churches, why shouldn't Muslims take them over? If they've got no use as churches, why shouldn't they become mosques?
Why do they need to be made into mosques? Why do they need to be made Islamic centres? Why can't they be made
youth clubs,
to have somewhere to go in the country that's nice, that's happy, friendly, no of this all trouble, and we hate these and we hate them. Why can't it all just be nice?
Well, you say, why should they be turned into mosques? I'm putting the question to you, Claire. Why shouldn't they?
Because this isn't an Islam century, is it? It's not where everybody's just Muslim and everybody's just...
Nobody's making you go to a mosque, Claire. All they're saying
is... Well, they're right there, every corner, aren't they? Everywhere you go...
Well, they're not in every corner. No, they're not in every corner.
I don't agree with that.
You think there are mosques on every corner?
No, obviously not. You're just making that sound silly now.
Places of worship, and why shouldn't, if they're a growing population...
I'm not saying they shouldn't, obviously. Everyone is entitled to go somewhere they believe in their own God, aren't they?
So why shouldn't there be more mosques then?
Why is there a need for more? Why isn't there enough?
Because we have a growing Muslim population, Claire.
Well, I don't agree with that either. I think that's wrong.
You don't agree with it? What, you
no,
don't agree
I don't.
With Muslims having babies?
Oh, obviously not that, for God's sake. Well, turn it around to be something like
well,
that.
Well, I'm trying to understand what you mean, that you don't agree with a growing Muslim population. How would you propose then to deal with a growing Muslim population?
There is no way to deal with it, is there? It's just, we don't want... Well, we're just... Oh, I don't even know how to explain it. I'm sorry. But I just don't agree. I don't agree with everything. That's the terrorism, that's bombing our country. The government don't seem to care. Oh, it's just everything annoying about the country, isn't it? I'm going to go tomorrow. I'm going to stand for my country. I'm going to stand there and be... I don't want Sharia law. I don't want Muslims taking over our country. David Cameron doesn't give a crap about anything.
Where's the evidence that Muslims are taking over our country, Claire?
Well, if you look into it and you do the research that I've been doing, and you look on all the Facebook sites, and you look at everywhere that needs to be seen, and you follow the Twitter, and you follow everybody that's arguing and fighting on it and saying they're going to come in and they're going to come there and this is our UK and you lot have lost the UK and all that, you know, you have to be reading it and you know it's happening. But if you lay there and you just ignore it all, before long it'll be too late.
So what will happen then? If we do nothing and we don't stand up for our country, when it's too late, what will have happened?
I dread to think. I don't even want to think about that day. I just hope that everybody can find some kind
of peace. I'm just trying to understand what you mean, though. It'll be too late. What will happen when it's too late?
Well, I don't think that's really something I should go into on the radio. That's my own personal thoughts and beliefs. And it's not something that I'm willing to be slated about for that, I think. So...
Claire, thanks for joining us on BBC WM this morning. Claire, in Reddit, saying that Muslims should stand alongside the English Defence League at their demonstration in Birmingham tomorrow. I asked Claire, why would members of the Muslim community in the West Midlands stand alongside people, some of whom anyway, carry banners saying no more mosques? Claire then saying, well, there are mosques on every street corner. There are too many of them. Doesn't want any more Muslims. How do we deal with that then? I asked Claire. 08453 009956. Jeff. Oh.